MacTech, brought to you by MacStation, your Apple solutions experts.
Chris Miller from MacStation joins me. And Chris Miller, the one thing I hear people say more about Macintoshes is you got to get a Mac because you don't need antivirus.
It's true.
Is it still true?
It's more or less true. Now, I've always said, whenever somebody came in to me and said, hey, I heard Macs don't get viruses, I say, it's not that Macs don't get viruses, it's that they're a lot less likely to get viruses.
It's like my daughter. She never gets a cold. Then she got a cold. She was shocked.
It's true. It just comes out of nowhere. And it's not even as much viruses as much malware, which is bits of software intentionally placed on the machine to turn it into a botnet, turn it into a spyware, to collect passwords, things like that. Not viral. Just software meant to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
That's much more common on Macs than viruses. For instance, the one that just came out, very cleverly named Mac Defender, which tricked a whole lot of people into – it would send this little pop-up message when you went to a certain website and it would say, this is a security update. Please download. And tons of people just seeing Mac Defender hit OK, downloaded it right on their machine. It actually happened so often for the first time, Mac actually put out a self-deployed malware detector to defend against this one problem just because it was so insidious.
And what did it do?
It just collected basic information and minor bot networking.
Mm-hmm.
So not terrible, just really irritating.
So there isn't the ongoing huge volume of spyware and malware and viruses that we find in the Windows world, but it is relevant. So what should a Mac user be doing? Are we at the point where Mac users have to install antivirus?
Well, it's not something to panic about. It's not something to bolt the doors, pull your Ethernet cables out, and hide in the room sleeping. But a little bit of free antivirus software never really hurt. Mm-hmm. I still wouldn't go out and buy $200-$300 for the big McAfee, the big Norton. Those are certainly good ideas and also very effective, especially if you're in an enterprise setting. But for an average home user, you can get one of the free antivirus softwares. I use Sophos myself, which is actually a local company. Good little antiviral software.
How do you spell that? Sophos.
Sophos is spelled S-O-P-H-O-S.
That would have been my guess. Sophos.com. So that's good Mac free antivirus software.
I use it myself.
Mm. And mainly is email the email has been replaced now by browsing the websites in as far as being the entry system for most bad stuff on a computer.
Yeah, most of your garbage doesn't come from the email anymore. It just there's so many easy blocks that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good tip if you're ever on a web page and the web page tells you that you have a virus or infected or need something, it is lying.
Oh,
there is
yeah.
no way that a web page can detect anything on your machine beyond what browser you're using.
There we go. So Mac antivirus, still not an absolute essential, but becoming a good idea.
Yeah.
There we go. Chris Miller from MacStation. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
MacTech is brought to you by MacStation, your environmentally friendly solution. Trade up to the newest technology. Save taxes on the new machine. Give a second life to your old Mac. MacStation, who said business and pleasure don't mix?